Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. You've joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with the dynamic, the awesome, the powerful Pastor Peaches. Are you there? Well, praise God. Glory to God. Oh, we are going to have a time today and tonight, and we just thank God for this opportunity. And right now, we're going to put in the atmosphere of praise and blessings names of many mighty men of valor, and then many mighty vessels of honor. We're going to put their names into the atmosphere. First, hallelujah, we're going to touch, hallelujah, glory to God, those mighty men of valor. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, I feel my help coming right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. You men, are you mighty men of valor? Hallelujah, glory to God.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Are you a mighty man of valor? There is power in the name of Jesus. He stands for truth. The name of Jesus alone can save you. Like Gideon, God sees the greatness inside you. He's the king that has all authority and all power. Let God speak into your life, thou mighty man of valor. Great is he that is within you than he that is within the whole world. For our Lord is a man of war. So onward, Christian soldiers, marching out to war. For I say the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and be the glory in the midst of her. The Lord is our protector. We are called by the Father to follow his lead. We are called to be the head of the household and be Two men in our homes for our entire family. Teach your family how to worship God, true father. So your children don't have to look to the world for advice. They know they have a true father. Any hurdle you face in life, know that the Lord will take you over. We are soldiers for Jehovah. This faith is a fight. It is not a game. Your life is on play and you can't press for sex. We pray and strive to follow his spiritual code of conduct. Line after line, precept after precept. His word gives us marks and orders for life. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, nor are we embarrassed. We are ambassadors for Christ. In the army of the Lord, God's army, we are part of his salvation army. He is the vine and we are the branches. We are God's property. We are against the ways of the world. We rebel. God gave us power on earth to bind the devil. We are the body of Christ, and we stand strong as brethren. It is written, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Like Joshua, God has given you the city. All you have to do is take it for G-O-D. This battle cannot be won by weapons made by man. In us dwells the presence of God. In the Old Testament, his presence was within the Ark of the Covenant. We are children of promise that carry the word as a sword. The word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword, in which we are carriers of the Ark of the Lord. Shout out to the Lord. He hears your heart's cry. Give him your all. Let him hear your battle cry. Be the Messiah's mighty man. We are spiritual armed men. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Just know that we are victorious by his blood. The enemy is roaring around like a lion, but he can't defeat us. Because the real lion is our king. The lion of the tribe of Judah is our Jesus. He is the greatest friend that you earnestly need. Every day when you pray and get closer to the Lord, there is power in prayer. As you get on your knees, you are weakening the camp of the enemy and become God's mighty men of valor and live by his righteous standards. Through the power of his spirit and prayer, God is able to destroy the work of the enemy. Single-handed, the mighty men of valor.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, you mighty men of valor out there. Dwight Smith, D'Artagnan, hallelujah. Glory to God. Damon, LeVard, hallelujah. Glory to God. Tavon, another Tavon, another Tavon. Maurice, James Kelly, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Another Maurice, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another Earl, and still another Earl. Praise God. Hallelujah. Elijah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Reggie, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Little Mitchell, hallelujah. Glory to God. I think I said Victor already, but it's all right to give him a double portion. Victor, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Donald Carter, hallelujah. Glory to God. Daryl Sutton, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reginald Hebb, hallelujah. Reginald Moore, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Elijah Saunders, hallelujah. Munder Saunders, hallelujah. Junior, hallelujah. Miles Malone, Jr., hallelujah. Glory to God. Alf LeCal, hallelujah. Mel Barn, hallelujah. Neil Reyes, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, we thank the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God. Sean and Juan and James, hallelujah. Another James, hallelujah. Glory to God. Mighty men of valor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And of course, hallelujah. Yes, you tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service. of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Hallelujah. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And you just heard the shout out to all the mighty men of valor. And there's so many that we didn't even mention, but you're out there. You know who you are. Blood washed, Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, men of the Most High God. God bless you. Now,
hallelujah.
The women of valor. Hallelujah. We got something for you too. Hallelujah.
Blessings of honor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Pastor B, you have the honor of calling out to.
Johnson.
God, that's what I want to be, is woman.
Rachel Johnson.
All the world to see.
Yeah, come on, come on.
Yeah,
okay.
Felicia, this
is
Hallelujah. And that James, Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glenda Blanchard. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Do we have any more? There's so many more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Another Janice. Another Yvonne. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. QB. QB Stevenson. Regina Bruce. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Bishop Abrams.
Amen. Yeah. Archbishop Marcia Abrams. Yes. Hallelujah. And Paula and Martha, hallelujah, glory to God.
Sarah Bennett.
Amen, yes.
Thanks.
And Sarah Bright, hallelujah, glory to God.
Damn, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Evelyn Dilty, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Elizabeth Minor, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Joyce Dukes, hallelujah. Julia, hallelujah. Julie, glory to God. Well, Julia Julia Jones, as she got married. Hallelujah. And Julie and Anna and Ava and Stephanie and Kitty and Little's Kitty and Desiree and Dominique and Monica, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And Darlene, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And Charlene Roseboro. Hallelujah. Pastor Barbara, I forgot the first name. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're throwing you all up into the atmosphere of praise, worship, and blessings. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Tune into the service, hallelujah, of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And some of you ladies out there, the mighty vessels of honor, and some of you mighty men of valor, didn't hear your names. Hallelujah. We're calling your names now in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're calling your names now. Jerry Cleveland, Rakim, we're calling your names now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. We thank God for you being there. And before we go any further, hallelujah, because we have the children's corner to get to hook up with, we're going to do the hallelujah, our family, glory to God. What do we call it? Our suggestions, our housekeeping suggestions. Isn't that what we call that, Pastor Peaches?
Yes.
All right. All right. And I'll do that now. Now I want you to get a pen, or a pencil, a magic mark, or a flare, and something to write on. We do recommend a composition notebook or binder so you can have in one place your notes and your scriptures so you can refer back. So get that together. Also get some bread or crackers or toast or wafer and some juice. We're going to be doing Holy Communion. And also get your children because we're going to have glory to God. We are going to have Children's Corner. Hallelujah. In just a little while, Children's Corner will come forward. I tell you, we're going to have a blessed time in the Lord with the Children's Corner. Hallelujah. We thank God for being able to actually bless the children. Hallelujah. And we thank God for that. And I guess at this time, I got to start off with the music for the Children's Corner. And I hope I keyed it up right. Hallelujah. We'll see.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now, and even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation! salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Now, before she comes forth, I want to remind all of you that we have a live service on Sundays at 3 p.m. And we have it in the lower level sanctuary of the Parsonage, which is located 3007 Iona Terrace. That's I-O-N-A. And again, that's at 3 p.m. on Sunday. We look forward to you being here. We ask that you come early and get a good seat. Hallelujah. Because seating is limited. But you're going to enjoy yourselves. We are having a wonderful time in the Lord. And also, I tell you, just an advanced announcement. Hallelujah. We will be starting out in August. We'll be starting our fourth Sunday visitation service. In other words, we will have a visiting speaker on the fourth Sunday of August. I think that's the 22nd. And the pastor and congregation, Pastor Theodos Lee from Essex, Maryland, will be coming, and we're going to have a glorious time in the Lord. And on the fourth Sundays, as usual, prior to the seal of moments that we've had, we will provide a complete meal for all of the attendees, free complete meal. So you will not just be fed spiritually, but you will be fed physically as well. And I think that's all of the announcements for right now. The next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Awesome Willie Mae Peaches Bird. God bless you, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah, Father God, we thank you for this is a day you have made. We will rejoice continually and be glad in this day. Father God, we thank you for bringing us through this day up to this time and point. Lord God, without any hurt, harm, or danger coming upon us. We thank you, Lord God, for taking care of us all day long. Thank you, Lord God, for breath in our bodies. Lord God, strong lungs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That we can praise you with hands that we can clap and hands that we can lift up to you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done, you're doing, and you're going to do. Anoint the word tonight, Lord God, continually. Lord God, bless the little hearts, Lord God, that's going to be listening. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord God, allow them to be able to share, Lord God, so that they can understand and allow their hearts to receive. Lord God, and when the pastor comes, when Bishop Bird comes, Lord God, allow the hearts, Lord God, to receive his word, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank God for Jesus. I hope everyone is enjoying their summer. Hallelujah, no matter how hot it may be. Thank you, Jesus. Hell is hotter, and we don't want to go. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to share some wisdom with the young people tonight. I want to share a scripture with them, Proverbs 4. Most of the chapter, but certain verses in the chapter, in the fourth chapter, Proverbs 4, and the verses 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 12, 13, 14. You may read all of it, but there's only certain ones I want to read. Proverbs 4, start with the fourth verse. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou doest embrace her. She shall give to thy head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Verse 12, when thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened, which means will not be hampered. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Verse 13, take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. And verse 14, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Hallelujah. Let's read 14. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. Hallelujah. And the Lord keeps leading me back to Ephesians 6, 1, 2, and 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. What's the promise? That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Hallelujah. I've thought of so many times of news articles that I've seen and different things that I've heard about the young people, home invasions and shootings and the killings, and a lot of the murders are done by young people. Hallelujah. Young people just throwing their lives away. Young people, a lot of times we do things so that, I guess, we won't be called a punk. Or so we won't be called wuss, whatever that is, or we won't be looked at as strange, or we won't be called certain names, or we don't want anybody to bully us, or something like that. But you know what? Stick out, be strange. No matter what you do, they're going to talk about, somebody's going to talk about you. So therefore, do the right thing, okay? Don't be afraid of somebody calling you different names or teasing you or whatever. When you do what's right, God's going to have your back. God is going to have your back. Hallelujah. Young people, you are smart. You are intelligent. You are resourceful. You are a delight to be around. You're brilliant. To the young men, you're handsome. To the young ladies, you're gorgeous.
Yeah.
To all of you, you are beautiful. I know a lot of you don't have people in your life telling you these things, but most of the time you hear quite the opposite. So let's not pay attention to that, okay? And I know it's easier said than done. Believe me, I know it is. But think about it. If you were walking down the street and you heard somebody say, "Hey, Johnny, would you turn it up? Would you turn and look, or would you let your head snap around and wave to the person? You know your name ain't Johnny. Would you?" So the same way you would ignore that person calling somebody else's name, thinking that that was you, when you don't turn around, when you don't turn it, they don't know, "Oh, that ain't Johnny," or whatever. That's the same way you ignore them calling your name, calling you names or saying the wrong things about you. Okay? Hallelujah. Ignore them. Seriously, ignore them. Don't walk into a fist. Seriously, don't walk into a fist. Ignore the ignorance that's being said. Okay? Listen to the Holy Ghost-filled people around you. They won't steer you wrong. Don't worry about people bullying you, calling you names, or anything like that. No, just like I said before, no matter what you do, someone's going to talk about you. That goes for the adults, too. If we get fat, somebody's going to talk about us. We slender down, somebody's going to talk about us. If we wear our hair up, somebody's going to talk about us. We wear our hair down, somebody's going to talk about us. If we get married, they're going to say something. If you stay single, if that's what God's called you, they're going to say something, no matter what. So let the people talk, okay? Let them talk. You incline your ear to wisdom. Keep your head in the Word of God. When you open up the Word of God, you may not know what God may want you to read. Ask the Lord, "God, what you want me to read today?" And don't you know, God will lead you and guide you to just what he wants you to read, and he will minister to your heart. Don't you know he knows what's in your heart and what you're going through, just like he knows. His attention is not just on the adults. Really, he wants us in our spirit to be like y'all. He wants us to be like little children. He thinks you're so special, and because you are special to God. And he loves you just like a natural father, so to love their children and hug their children and cuddle them and just give their children everything they want. That's just how Jesus loves you. So tell God what you want. Tell him what's in your heart. And I have a piece of paper that it's called the Seven Pillars of Wisdom that Pastor Bird put together. And I want to read them in your hearing and try to, if you memorize these things, and these things, these are, it's called the Seven Pillars of Wisdom. And young people, when you follow the Word of God, you will come out on top every time. Just like the Word of God says, he'll put the, and don't you know, you will shine. You will stick out. But for the positive, you will shine. People will be able to know that there is something about that young lady. There is something different about that young man. Don't hear the word and ignore it. Okay? Verse 5 says, "Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not." Okay? In the Seven Pillars of Wisdom, it says, "I will honor my father and mother and adults that have rule over me." That includes teachers as well. I've shared with y'all before that your parents in the Lord, that it's not just mom and dad. If you're at church and the mothers and the deacons there are sharing with you what's right, listen to them. They're your parents at church. At school, your parents, the people that have authority over you, They're your teachers. Maybe the principal. They're not going to tell you something wrong. Number two, I will love my neighbors as myself, which includes my siblings. I will not be a bully. I will treat others as I would like to be treated. Boys and girls, this even means even when somebody is treating you wrong, the love of God and the word of God is going to win out every time. And it's easier said than done to say, well, if somebody's calling you names, pray for them. Somebody's calling you names, don't call them names back. Okay? Don't do that. Because two wrongs don't make it right. Okay? And we want to be pleasing to God. When your ways please God, God got your back. And God's going to have somebody to fight for you. When somebody do you wrong, just pray for them. Don't do back to them what they're doing to you. Three, I will have a coachable, teachable spirit. I will not be a know-it-all. Be a humble person in your heart. When someone is sharing some wisdom with you, I know all that. Please, go on. And sometimes you may hear the same thing over and over and over again, even from your parents. I know when I was raising my daughter, it seemed like I was saying the same thing over and over and over again. And I know they didn't want to hear it. But now they're raising their children. They're telling their children the same thing that mama shared with them. Okay? So it must be some truth in it. So therefore, when your parents are sharing things with you, little life lessons, have a humble heart. Have a teachable spirit. And say, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Don't suck your teeth. Put your eyes in here. Don't look at them with a side eye. Like, please, woman, go ahead about your business. No, don't be like that. Because believe you me, God is leading them to tell you certain things because you are going to need it. You are going to need it. And you're going to have to rely right back on what they have shared with you. Number four, I will have a burning desire to succeed and strive to be excellent. And everything I do, everything you do, do it as unto God, and God will bless you. Number five, I will have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. Well, be unselfish. Be unselfish. If you see somebody needing something, go ahead and give it. If you see somebody that needs a helping hand, go ahead on and help them out. If you have a brother or sister that's trying to do chores, have a whole lot of chores, help them out with their chores. When you see your parents coming home with groceries in there, don't wait for them to say, oh, can you help me? Help out. Be the good Girl Scout, a good Boy Scout. Be sensitive in your heart. Help somebody out when you see somebody is in need. If you see somebody drop something, oh, you dropped something. You see some money fall out somebody's pocket. The Lord done bless me. No, God ain't bless you. That's not a blessing. Say, excuse me, you dropped something. Give them what's theirs. Because you know what? What you put out is going to come back. Everything you're doing is a seed. Okay? Everything you do is a seed. Number six, I will be honest and will not take anything that doesn't belong to me or say anything that isn't true. That goes along with even some money. You see it fall out of somebody's pocket. The cashier in the store give you too much change. No, that's not a blessing. The bank teller giving you $50 more. No, that's not a blessing. That's going to come out of her pocket. She may even lose her job. A couple weeks ago, I stopped at McDonald's, and a young lady gave me my food, and she said, have a good day. I said, I haven't paid for it yet. She said, oh, you are so sweet. She said, because that's showing up what it came out of my check. My meal, whatever I was giving, only came to $8. But, hey, was that $8 wasn't going to be no blessing to me. It was going to come out of that lady's check. She may have even lost her job. So they may have accused her of stealing $8. No. And we don't want to open the door for the devil to take anything and steal anything from us. Okay? Certain things, it's not a blessing. It wasn't a blessing from the Lord or anything like that. So be honest. God sees everything. And number seven, I will honor my word and will not make any promises that I cannot keep or will not, and I will not be afraid to to say no respectfully. I believe, well, I have a motto, and one of my mottos is, anything that is to be said, there's a way to say it. If someone's being disrespectful to you, somebody's calling you names or whatever, say, excuse me, that's not my name. You don't have to fuss. You don't have to cuss. You don't have to say the cuss words, the bad words, or anything. And you never know how God is going to minister to that person's heart when you speak with humility and when you say, excuse me, that's very offensive. That's not my name, though. My name is such and such or whatever. Okay? And when you honor your word, you stick to your word, you keep your word. If you make a promise to somebody and you say, oh, you know what? I'm going to bring such and such to school tomorrow, or I'm going to call you tomorrow. I'm going to call you this evening at 7 o'clock so we can do homework together. Okay, 7 o'clock, you should be looking at the phone. You should be dialing that person's number. And that person should be on the other internet ready for you to call them up because you are a person of your word. You said you were going to call them. Keep your word. Able, if something else has happened and you're not able to call and talk, call them up and say, hey, my plans have changed. My mother needs me to do such and such, so I'm not able to do homework with you at this moment on the phone. Would it be all right if I called you at 7:30, if I called you at 7:45, something like that? Keeping your word. People of God are people that honors their word. They don't just shoot off the mouth and say any and everything out their mouth. Don't you know the world is looking at us? You may not even know who all is watching you. I learned that years ago. People, when you coming out your house in the morning, people ducking behind the curtain, pulling the curtain over, and they looking. Yes, they're seeing how you carry yourself, how you treat your companion, how you treat your mama, how you treating your siblings. If you being a good little boy, good little girl, walking down the street like you got some sense. Like you're supposed to? Yes. People got their eyes on you. They do. So therefore, whatever you do, put it in your mind and in your heart that you want to be pleasing to God. God sees everything. God is places where your parents can't even see. Believe you me, God is everywhere. He sees everything you're doing. When my mother put the fear of God in me when I was little, I was too scared to sweep dirt up underneath of the rug. Believe me, because she said, God eyes everywhere. And I just knew everything I was doing, there were some eyeballs looking at me, which made me scared. But that's how God is. God is not waiting for us to do something wrong so he can whack us, but he's always ready there to love us. But he wants us to do what's right.
Yes.
He wants us to do what's right. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you, young people. Have a wonderful rest of the week and continue to enjoy your summer. And in all things, honor God. Honor the Lord in all things. Hallelujah.
Come on. Clap your hands, everybody, like this. Come on.
We worship you,
we worship you, O Lord.
We
worship you by your name.
Are you ready? Come on, ready, boy. Bring it on, go.
Bring it on, go.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the children's corner. And Pastor Peaches, I apologize for being precocious. I thought you were finished, and I started it, and then I tried to stop it, and I just, well, praise God. But we clapping our hands anyhow. Is that all right? Hello, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah, amen.
All right. Well,
yes, praise, amen, amen.
Praise God. We just thank you. Thank you for the children's corner. Y'all children, I know y'all got something out of that. And if y'all want a copy of the Seven Pillars of Wisdom, you can definitely call us at 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. After the service, I know one father who received a copy for his child said, "Boy, this is something that I can use too. I'm gonna put it on the mirror in the bathroom." That's what he said. So I thank God for you. But again, it's geared to the children, but us adults can kind of review this stuff too, because it's good for us. Because the Bible said that we should come to God as dear children, and so that's real. But anyway, we thank God for the children's corner on today. Hallelujah. And right now, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Right now, we are going directly into our communion service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for this opportunity to share the Holy Eucharist with all of you. Hallelujah. For it is the meal that heals. It is the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. And if you would turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses, hallelujah, 23 to 30. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Be God for that. And the word of the Lord says to examine yourselves. Well, first of all, we're going to lift up the elements of Holy Communion.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you for them. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, and sanctify.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And your word said to examine yourselves, and we examine ourselves right now. And we thank God, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you for your covenant names. As we say your covenant names aloud, you become that to us. So we thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought, which was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. Hallelujah. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Again, your word says to examine yourselves, and we do that. We comprehend. We're fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Past tense. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians 1 and 7.
Hallelujah.
Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood, Lord Jesus, that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend. We fully aware.
Thank you.
We do understand.
Thank
you. What your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now your words say that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word's going to do what it was set up to do. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you, Lord, for your word today. Psalm 138:2 says, you put one thing above yourself, and that's your word. If you said it, you're going to bring it to pass. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord, again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night, hallelujah, he said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me, because I said in my word, glory to God, in Matthew 15:26, 1 John 3:1-2, John 1:12-13, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100. I said in my word that you are my children and the sheep of my pasture, and healing is the bread of my children. Hallelujah. Be healed today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And likewise, the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new promises, my new inheritance for you. And I wrote it in my blood. Take, let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts.
Thank you.
On the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah.
You,
Exodus chapter 12, verses 13 and 23. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, which means the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. Glory to God. So we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, hallelujah. We call down the fire of heaven against every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's do 30 seconds of praising the Lord right now.
Hallelujah.
Your prayer language or whatever. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. We glorify your name.
Hallelujah.
We are you wonderful. Hallelujah. Counselor, mighty God, the principle. You are everything. We are. We are shaking the boat. We are 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 the
boat. We
are hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches, what time is it now?
Hallelujah.
Well, blessed be God, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, save someone, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Deliver someone today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we bless your name. name, oh God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask, oh God, hallelujah, that you give the harvest on the seed sown tonight, 30, 60, and 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And Satan says, you notice right now, you're defeated foe. We curse you and bind you in Jesus' name. You're under our feet. We say, get to behind the Savior. We evict you in Jesus' name. And Father God, you get the glory. You get the honor. You get the power. You get the praise in Jesus' name. Let everybody say amen. Hallelujah. Let the people of God say amen. Let the blood wash, fire baptized, Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, saints of the Lord say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God. Baruchashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know one thing? Before we go any further, we didn't do our family daily confession. And I got to do that. You know I got to do that because we got to stand in the gap for all those that don't even have sense enough to cry unto God for themselves. Hallelujah. For our loved ones, for our friends, for those that are some of our enemies. They don't even have sense enough. Glory to God because their arms too short to box with God. We got to stand in the gap for all them folks. Hallelujah. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, our extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, a lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective and not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know some of you will say, oh, he forgot the family daily confession. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God will bring stuff back to our remembrance. You know, the Holy Spirit, that's what he does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I got a question to ask you right now, all of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But before I ask that question, Pastor Peaches, you want to read those scriptures? We're doing part two of what we started on Wednesday. We started on Sunday. Glory to God. This is Wednesday. Glory to God. I'm so keyed up. Hallelujah. I need to put some weights on my feet to hold me down because I'm floating right now. Go ahead, Pastor Peaches.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Acts chapter 2, verse 35. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 through 12. Proverbs 3, verses 9 and 10. Romans chapter 11, verse 16. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. John chapter 10, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 11.
Well, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. And you can add Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1 on that. Hallelujah, glory to God. And probably some other scriptures as we go along. But I need to ask y'all a question, y'all. Hallelujah, glory to God. Where is the richest place in the world? Pastor Peaches, let me ask you, because you're speaking for the multitude of people who are listening to this broadcast. Where is the richest place in the world?
The graveyard.
That's right. That is the graveyard. You say, why are you saying that? 99%, I believe, let me lower that, maybe 75 to 80% of the people in the graveyard that you passed yesterday or the day before or the day before, 90% of them, 80% of them died from a disease they call SDI.
You didn't know that, did you, Pastor Peaches?
No.
S is in Sam, D is in David, I is in Isaac. They died from a disease called SDI. Now, all of you, you're paying attention. Now, you what did they die from? That's a pandemic, isn't it? Well, that's an acronym for Someday I'll. Someday I'll.
Okay.
Someday I'll do this. Someday I'll do that. Someday I'll do that. Oh, you see, I don't get that. Well, there are a lot of folk in the graveyard. They died before they wrote the song they were supposed to write, the book that they were supposed to write, the song, the music they were supposed to sing, the choir that they were supposed to direct, how the business that they were supposed to own, how the invention they were supposed to make. Because they said, someday I'll.
Okay.
Mm. And guess what? Yep. You know what they were like? Okay. I gotta use you again. Can I use you again, Pastor Peters?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you may know the answer to this. Say the obvious answer, because I think I did this for you before. There are four birds on a telephone line, and one of the birds decided to fly away. How many birds are there left on that telephone line?
Four.
Most people said three. But didn't somebody decide to fly away? Yes. They said, someday I'll fly away. But they're still on the telephone line.
Contemplating, okay.
They're dealing with someday I'll. They haven't done it. They done heard what they were thinking in their heart, but they ain't do nothing about it. That's why James chapter 1, verse 22 and verse 25 says, don't just be a hearer of the word, be a doer of the word.
Amen.
Okay, that's foundation. Today, part two of the message is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, we told you there are four types of giving for review. That's the tithes, the first fruit, the alms, and the fourth has two names, either seed or offering. They're the same thing, seed or offering. Hallelujah. The blessings that you get when you give these things, tithes, you get five blessings. Glory to God. Can you go to Malachi 3 for me? And start at 10, I think.
Malachi.
And you're going to get the blessings. I'm going to start off with one. First of all,
amen.
You become recession and depression proof. Everybody going through. You ain't going through. You having a blessed time because the windows of heaven are open. Read.
Malachi 3:10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Okay, stop right there. There are really two things in there. Number one, and I share this with you, you pay your tithes where you are fed.
Amen.
That's why that first part of that, bring it to the storehouse. You want to keep where you're fed open. So if you're part of somebody else's church, fantastic. Pay tithes there. Don't give me that tithes.
Amen.
You give your tithes where you are fed.
Amen.
So they can continue feeding you. Glory to God.
Amen.
The worst thing in the world is to see a church door and a sign on the church door closed. That happened. We had a seal a moment. Some churches were closed for 18 months or even longer. Hallelujah. But that's the worst feeling in the world because you want to get fed spiritually as well as physically.
Amen.
So praise God. But it says the windows of heaven are going to be open. Okay, read the next one. That's one, that the windows of heaven are open, okay?
And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake.
Okay, hold it right there. Number two, see, you got five blessings, really six, but we're dealing with five blessings for paying your tithes. Glory to God. The windows of heaven are open. He's going to rebuke the devourer. Stuff is going to eat up your resources, your funds, your stuff. Okay, go ahead, next one.
He shall not destroy the fruits of your ground.
The stuff that you got on the ground. I ain't talking about stuff in the tree. Like your wheelchair, your car, your motorcycle. Hallelujah. Your bicycle. Your business. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What did it say now?
Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field.
Okay. So the stuff on the ground is not, okay, go back to that.
Okay. And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground.
Your stuff that you got will not be destroyed. You took time in putting it together. You spent time in putting that business together. You sweat equity. You went through pain and suffering and to put that business together. I want you to know, hallelujah, glory to God. One of the benefits of paying your tithes is that that won't be destroyed. And then the next one is that the fruit of, see, you done planted some seeds someplace else. And some tree and the vines and all that stuff then grew up and they got fruit. What did it say about the fruit?
Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field.
In other words, you know, it's going to be ripe. It ain't going to be, ripe is when it's supposed to. You're not going to want to have stuff that ain't right. You want it to be ripe and right. So it's not going to cast your fruit from the vine before the time.
Amen.
Before harvest time. Okay, that's number four, okay? I think that's number four. And what's the next one?
And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land.
You will be known as a fruitful area. Everything about you. There's some folk, I used to listen. This is before I got married, even before my wife and I even were dating. I would listen to how God would bless her. I mean, she was, it was like the testimonies. I remember somebody walked up to her in a church. I'm talking about a big church. I'm talking about a little church. And put $1,000 in her hand. Come on now, glory to God. Folks, before clothes wore out, brand new clothes showed up. Come on now. Glory to God. She would get stuff. Someone would sell something to her from one place. She was a single parent with four girls. And by the time everybody sold to her, they had a matching sailor outfit. It was just amazing how God would orchestrate. Everything was all together. Praise God. Hallelujah. A fruitful vine. I'm going to tell you something. And everybody would say, you are blessed.
Amen.
And that's what we're going to say about you. Again, five blessings of tithes. Hallelujah. The windows of heaven are open. Going to be victim of vow for your sake. Hallelujah. 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 You look here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your fruit on the ground won't be destroyed. Hallelujah. Neither will your fruit be cast from the vine. Hallelujah. Before it's time. Hallelujah. And then you will be just renowned as a fruitful person, a blessed person, an awesome person. That's just the tithes. Glory to God. You say, well, I can't afford to pay tithes. What would you rather have? 90% blessed or 100% cursed? You answer that. The next thing was first fruits. And again, first fruits, you get two things with first fruits, two blessings. Number one, your barn is going to be filled with stuff. Good God. Hallelujah. You won't run out of food, because food, you use food, and then there's a knock on the door, here's some more food coming. Glory to God. You're going to have to buy an extra refrigerator, another chest freezer, or a stand-up freezer. Ask me how I know. To put all the food that keeps coming in the door. You keep giving it away, and it keeps coming back. Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's first fruits. You say, what's first fruits again? First fruits, glory to God, is your increase. What's that scripture? Proverbs 3, verse 9 and 10. Can you go to that?
Hallelujah.
Because you need to understand first fruits.
Proverbs 3, 9 and 10.
Hallelujah. Because we have to go through this because we want you to be blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, read that.
3, 9 and 10 says, honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine.
Now, let me just share this. There is no commandment that I have seen that you must do first fruits, although you get blessed if you do. There is a commandment to do tithes, which is 10%. Hallelujah. But your increase, your first fruits is of your increase. For instance, if you're receiving a fixed income and your COLA gets added, say in January, COLA is your cost of living adjustment, and say you get $50 more every month, well, the first 50 you can use as first fruit. And then that's going to open up blessing line for your barn to be filled and your cupboard to be filled and that vat of oil, you have to go borrow because you keep pouring and keep filling up all of it and you're selling the oil because it ain't ending. Hallelujah. That's what happens. That's first fruit. And if you are employed and say you get your paycheck, you get $50 more increase, then that first $50 is first fruit. Not every pay, not included in your tithes. This is above your tithes. That's $50 because you got a $50 increase. Okay, that's it. All right. And then there's alms. Okay, by the way, the motivation behind tithes is obedience. The motivation behind first fruits is generosity. You're showing to God that he's number one in your book. Don't tell me you have God as number one and you don't give him first fruit, you know. But it's not a commandment. It's up to you. You got a choice. Hallelujah. But I suggest you do first fruits. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then alms. Alms, the motivation with alms is, glory to God, your compassion and sympathy. And see, the gift or the benefit of alms is that what you put out, you're going to get back. And, of course, Ecclesiastes 11 and 1 talks about putting bread on the water. When you put it on the bread, it will get back to you someday. In other words, there's another scripture that talks about when you give to the poor, I think that's Proverbs 19:17. When you give the poor, you lend to God.
Amen.
But you get dollar for dollar. You don't get, hallelujah, glory to God. You don't get 36 and 100 fold. That 36 and 100 fold return only goes upon the seed and the offering. Hallelujah. So you get dollar for dollar. So you say, well, I give to this homeless guy. Well, that's good. You give to the homeless guy. Now, you can call, you talk to the homeless guy, say, look, I'm going to put some seed in your life. Here's $5. I'm planting seed. Well, you did something good. You changed what was going to be alms where you get dollar for dollar, get $5 back, and to seed that will probably give you, well, not probably, will give you 3,600 fold. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But anyway. And then, of course, the seed and the orphan. Now, seed and orphan are the same thing. And that's the only one that you get 36 and 100 fold because you plant seed and you're going to get a harvest on the seed sown. And it's immeasurable. You can't count. I can't tell you how many blessings you get from seed sown. It's immeasurable. That Johnny Appleseed, who was born in the 1700s, went around and planting apple seeds all around the East Coast and in the middle of the country. And some of the apple seeds that he planted turned out to be trees. They still around today.
Amen.
So, glory to God. It's immeasurable. I can't tell you how much. It's just going to be a whole life. But here's the key. I start out with talking to you about the four birds on the line. And one decides to fly away. How many on the line? Still four. Because deciding or saying someday I'll ain't going to get the seeds ain't planted, ain't going to get you no harvest. Seeds ain't, so your church that you belong to, sow to them. Sow your seed. That's often. See, there's a little caveat with tithes and offering, and I don't like to talk about it, cause you know, but it's in the Word, so I gotta mention it. Cause if you don't do tithes and offering, you're robbing God.
Amen.
And God says what He does to folk who rob Him. I'm gonna leave that alone, but I just want to tell you about the blessings that you receive. Now, some of you out there said, "Well, I don't have enough," so you're gonna be like. Brother Addison and Brother Richard Burton, not the Richard Burton you might think about, but this is in the 16th century, said a penny's, what is it, penny wise and pound foolish is what he said. And, of course, we Americanized it and said penny wise and dollar foolish. And what happens is that we're trying to save a penny and we lose a whole lot because when your stuff happens in a negative, and you're gonna put dollars to a situation. I remember Huxtable. He would try to fix something, and a $10 problem turned into a $200 problem. You know, because he's trying to save a few dollars. He ended up spending 10 times, 200 times what he should have spent. The bottom line is that do it today. The graveyards are full of people. Who said someday I'll? The answer to that disease, what do you call it? The vaccine? Is that the right word, the Peaches? For a disease, the vaccine?
Yeah. The cure?
Yeah, the vaccine, the cure for the SDI, someday I'll, is do it today. DT, do it today. Someday I'll never gets here. Do you know that tomorrow never gets here? You say, well, I go to sleep and I wake up. It's tomorrow. No, it's that day. And tomorrow is the following day. In other words, every time you get a day, tomorrow moves away from you. Do it today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think that's it. Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Do you have any comments on what I just said?
The Word of God says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Amen. And you know what? There's a scripture in John, John 8, John 8, 32. I think it's there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm going to finish up here. Hallelujah. Yeah, I don't have you shouting and leaping over benches and running through the house and swinging from the chandeliers, but I had to get this out because God kept working on me, and I was fearful of being in this message because I didn't want anybody to think that I was trying to get people to send me money. Send it to where you get fed.
Amen.
Don't send it to me. Send it to where you get fed. Now, if you want to sow into a ministry, fantastic. But you pay your tithes where you get fed. Okay, can you read that scripture?
John 8:32.
I think that's it.
And you shall know the truth.
Yes.
Shall make you free.
Knowing the truth, that's when the truth will set you free. People say, oh, the truth will set you free. It won't if you don't know it. I have just shared with you the truth. And it will set you free if you receive it. Again, go to James. Chapter 1, verse 22 and 25. What does James 1, 22 and 25 says?
James 1,
22 and 25. You don't have to go there.
25.
Yeah, because you know what it says.
But be ye doers of the word.
Yes.
Only deceiving your own selves.
Oh, my goodness.
For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he was like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass.
In other words, it's nothing. You know, and we deceive ourselves. Well, I'm going to get blessed of the Lord. And one caveat, tithes and orphan goes to the house of the Lord. First fruits to the house of the Lord. Alms go to other people. Do not turn, because I remember, and I shared this on Sunday, that one person said, well, I got my tithes, so I'm going to give portion to the church, and that portion I'm giving to one of my relatives because they needed some money. Well, you just turned your tithes into alms. You just negated five blessings to one blessing because you didn't do the whole task. Be a hearer of the word, good, but be a doer as well. Bring ye some of the tithes and offering.
All the time.
Bring some of the tithes into.
All the time.
A few? Oh, okay. Now, verse 8 of Malachi says, you have robbed me because you didn't give the tithes and offering. It's important that you understand that. Be careful with that. God bless you, Pastor Peaches. I'm through. And I put it on my schedule not to give this message again until next year this time. Unless God says so. I feel so reluctant in doing this. And y'all, some of you feel what I'm feeling. Because you got some folk out there say, yeah, I told you. That's all they wanted is some money. Well, why do you work? Why are you employed? Or you unemployed and you living from, I don't know what you live, just living off your wife, or you living off somebody else? Glory to God, or hallelujah, or you retired. That's a different story. Hallelujah, because I was retired. Hallelujah. That means I don't get up until I finish sleeping. Unless the Lord wakes me up, of course. Hallelujah. But anyway, Pastor Peaches, I'm going to let you take over. Father God, we thank you, O God. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Bless every hearer. Become doers of the word, not just hearers only. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Pastor Peaches.
Communication.
Hallelujah.
Bless the envelope to RYMMPO Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. If you'd like to call us after the broadcast goes off, the phone number is 410-444-5152. We are still collecting pennies for Uganda Hospital in Uganda. If you call us, we can come by and pick them up.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you on Sunday.
You know, Pastor Peaches, there may be somebody that doesn't know Christ and the pardoning of their sins. Need to address that real quick.
Hallelujah. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I believe that you died and you rose again, and you're now sitting on the right hand of the Father. Lord God, forgive me for my sins and come into my heart and save me. Hallelujah. Father, saints of God, if you repeated that prayer behind, it's as simple as that. You're now a child of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You have gone from death unto life. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. Hallelujah. Give us a call. Let us know that you are now a child of God. Let us know what we can do for you. Hallelujah. We see you on Sunday at 3007 Iona Terrace. Side entrance, the Lord of the lower part of the sanctuary, the lower part of the home side entrance, 3 o'clock on Sunday. See you then.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.